irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight on latalkradio.com, Empowered Communications with Dr. Pat Allen. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
And I'm alive. I'm 87 years old. I'm thrilled I'm alive.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine because we are doing something right now that expands what we're doing for the radio show. We're set up for doing Skype.
Yep.
And I can hear your voice, and that's great. So I'm ready to go.
Okay, great. Well, Sam at the switchboard is probably getting us some calls ready.
Good.
I'm going to check in with him, and I'm going to remind everybody that the Want Institute is a 501c3 not-for-profit educational corporation. Your tax donations are completely deductible. Reach out to info@drpatallen.com to do that. And we have a caller live on the air. Caller, do you have a question?
Hello?
Hi, do you have a question?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Hi, everybody, and hi, Dr. Pat Allen.
Hi.
I've been on this phone radio show. Okay,
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good, I can hear you.
Okay, I have a question because it's a theme that's been coming up and it comes up even for other people, other women. Okay, so I do this online dating, okay?
Which I approve of.
All right. So the question is, I have these people, these men, they're chatting, okay? They go on and on forever. Sometimes they
and they're
get
getting
my number.
And they're getting penile erections.
I agree with you. So, but well, they're not asking out, you know, or they are, but they're not making like a date. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, no. What they're doing is competing, conquering, and controlling with the mother inside of you.
Okay.
See, men are very, very sexual. We women, we're not as sexual. We're more affectionate.
Right.
We want to make love more than we want to have sex, unless we're professional sex workers. And I might as well say it right now, I am not a moralist, I'm a therapist.
Right. Okay, so my question is, when they go on and on and on forever...
No. Your question is, Pat, how do I turn them off when they do this?
No, my question is why aren't they asking out? Or I'll give you for instance. I have two that are, they're saying, let's get together, but they're not saying, let me get your number.
Do you want me to teach you or do you want to just tell me what I already know?
Yeah, I'd like you to teach me. I don't
Number one, I'm teaching you right now. You're being tested for passive patient and vulnerable sitting there, letting them run the show.
Okay.
Have you listened to me on the show?
I am listening to your tapes now. Actively listening to your tapes and reading your book.
Do you remember me saying, give them 3 dates unless they do something that requires you to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer to sue them? Have you ever heard me say that?
Yes.
Did you ever wonder what that meant?
Give people a chance. I know
that, but did you know I am a cognitive behavioral therapist. I manipulate words to negotiate deals with love that is demonstrated by respect and cherishing, which is demonstrated by feelings. So do you want the program for how to handle this?
Yes.
Okay, unless you have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer, you give them 3 chances to get your number and call you.
Okay, so 3 chances.
That's 3 dates on the phone.
Okay, how about emails before they do the phone? Some of them could go on for a week.
Darling, I know your mother taught you to hate men. I got it. Did your mother and father divorce or what?
Later on in life, they divorced.
Do you understand that you're telling me the same story about what men do when I'm trying to tell you what to do when they do it?
Okay, so I know the phone call. What about the...
I never said the phone call. I said give them 3 phone call opportunities to talk to you on the phone.
Okay.
When they call for the 4th phone call, you say, I've got to say something to you that may not be very pleasant. Are you willing to listen to me? And what would they say?
Sure, what is it?
I really have appreciated your get-together phone calls 3 times without asking me for a living date. I appreciate those, but I want you to know that if you're interested in dating me physically, I want to physically date you for the chemistry, because chemistry is oxytocin glue, which I need to date you or any man more than 3 phone calls. Now, I'm the man and I've called you 3 times and we've talked, right?
Right.
But now he's calling for the 4th date. Hi there, honey. How about we talk a little bit and then we call again and again? What would you say to him?
I guess I would say what you said. I appreciate your phone calls, but for me to, I don't know the exact wording, to feel the chemistry.
For me to have a chemical date with you, not a duty date. Chemistry is smelling each other, smelling pheromones. You don't date men without chemistry, starting with the fourth phone call. Have you heard me talk about this? I want you to know you've heard this.
I have to go through the tapes. I'm going to go through the tapes. But after the fourth time and still nothing, what do I do? Just end it.
Wait a minute. You didn't say it yet.
Okay.
He's just called you up and talked, and you say what to him?
I gotta say something to you. Would you like to hear what I have to say?
Yeah.
Well, that's... I don't have the script. I don't have the exact script.
You do. You what you tell him is before I say yes to this fourth phone call, I want to say this. And what would you say?
Well, what I have to say is, you know, we spoke over the phone three times, and, you know,
my body needs to know if we have chemistry, pheromones.
Okay.
I need to smell you. And you need to smell me.
Right.
When we smell a man within 3 minutes of the chemistry, we sometimes don't produce our chemistry as fast as they do. They get their erections like whammo. For us, we lubricate. Have you ever felt your body lubricate?
Yes.
Has anybody ever talked to you about your chemistry?
No, not like you do, Dr. Pat.
I am a scientist. I am certified McLean Hospital on the Harvard Cancer, on the Harvard Canvas by Patrick Carnes, who wrote a wonderful book about the truth about sex. And everything I teach is based on science, not theology, not philosophy, science. Got it?
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, that's where it's at. So what do you say to him? I will not have another phone date, duty date, phone date with you unless I've smelled you on a date.
Does that also go for somebody that I already dated and they just keep calling? We haven't.
He's wanting to break you down in a point of desperation.
So what do I do with that person that keeps calling?
How could he call you if he's not got the fourth date? See,
no,
I'm telling you three dates, and if you don't have the chemistry, tell him. You're very nice, but I don't have romantic chemistry, oxytocin, and I don't want to waste your time or my time.
Okay.
So now you say that.
Okay, that sounds good, Dr. Pett. I like that. I like that. I got some tools now you gave me.
Well, I haven't finished giving them to you yet.
Okay.
Have you read It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe?
I'm gonna get that book too. I'm gonna get that book too. I'm rereading the other book, Getting to I Do, but I'm gonna get
Getting to I Do is about the philosophy. There's a wonderful test in Getting to I Do. It's a test for being single, not single, but feminine, or being masculine, or being both narcissistic. Do you want to find out if you're a man? Is your mother a man or a woman?
A woman. Why are your mother and dad not together? They're not together. They got divorced. It didn't work out. He's not around anymore anyway.
Who divorced who?
My mother.
And was your mother a passive, patient, vulnerable, feminine woman?
Yes. My father was the domineering one in the family.
So why did he divorce her?
No, she divorced him.
That's what I thought. I thought, boy, this isn't playing out. She divorced him because she's got tired of being a slave.
Well, yeah, he didn't treat her right for a while, so.
I'm telling you, I'm teaching you how to fight with respect and love. Do you know that?
No.
Well, that's what's in my book, A Man's World, Woman's Universe. In that book, there's a section called I-ness. That's you loving yourself. Then there's a section, we-ness, dating and getting married. Then there's a section on us-ness, ex-husbands, family, in-laws, family, I, we, and us. Right?
Yes.
And in those sections, the tools exist in detail.
Okay, I'm going to get that book too.
Well, that's a big one. I mean, it's not big, it's a small book, but it's one in which the best of my information is.
Okay. That's good to know. Yeah. So
now we're going to finish our tool teaching. He's dated you three times, chitty chatty, chitty chatty, chitty chatty. He's now asked you for a fourth date, and you said, before I say yes, I've got to tell you something sensitive about our dating. Are you willing to hear it? And he says, yes. Then you say to him respectfully, when would it be convenient for you to do that? Is it convenient for you to hear me now? Or do you want to do it tomorrow? When do you want to hear what I need to date you for the fourth time? What do you think he'd say?
He would say, yes, let's talk. I mean.
Okay, then you would say the following. I appreciate getting to know you and your compatibility with me. But I have to have chemistry. And we've had our fourth date, and I still don't have my chemistry. So I'm not going to date you without going out and smelling you.
Okay. I like that.
What's the first thing? Have you ever seen two dogs meet and she's in
heat? Yes, you're right.
What's the first thing he does?
Sniff, sniff. And you know what it is? It's the pheromones.
Yes?
Yes, it's pheromones. I mean, in person.
Pheromones. Yes, it is. Without pheromones, you can't be married for more than 3 years.
Okay, well now I'm getting ready for these people because I get this happens a lot, you know. I mean, it's not just me. I hear it all the time with other people.
So are you willing to do what I said in order to get him to either go away as a time waster or to date you physically? Unless you're dating somebody who lives in Europe and you're in California. Where are you?
New Jersey.
So smelling him. See, here's the game. Talking does not trigger smelling. So there are lots of people that talk and talk and talk as a couple, talk and talk, and they're both avoiding love.
Right.
So are you willing this week to date my way instead of your mother's way?
Yes, of course, Dr. Pat.
Good. Have we done what you need for today? I'll give you more tools.
Yes, Dr. Pat. I this is great information. I really appreciate this because I was really stunted with this whole situation. I don't want to waste my time with certain people. So, yeah, I'm going to try this tool and read the other book, get that book. And, it sounds
okay.
Good.
Good girl. Hope to hear from you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, caller. All right. We've got some more calls lined up.
Yes, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Oh, there's Brian.
I have another question all ready to go for you today, but
okay.
I got a text message that I think is more pertinent and will actually be better for my learning and who knows, maybe even the situation. So to make a long story short, I met this woman on the Fun Singles thing. We were texting and I proposed getting together last week. Well, she was busy. It didn't work out for that time. So yesterday, I'm driving around and I realized, I'm not that far from her area. So I said, hey, I'll let her know. That was yesterday.
That's a man. You wanted her bad enough that you found ways intuitively. See how intuitive men are? Great.
Okay. Yeah,
Brian,
I mean, my goal
great.
Is certainly to see her. Okay. So about an hour ago, remember, this text I made yesterday. So about an hour ago, I get back roughly, do you expect me to drop everything to get together with you? I don't think we have stuff in common. I don't even know your last name. Take me out of your phone.
How do you like that? She went male right away when you went male.
That's, I didn't think I even went in a harsh way. So I was going to start getting into texting in a defensive mode. Then I said, I'm going to be, hopefully I'll be talking to Pat soon. So let me run it by her and see what you think about it all.
I said it. I heard her hear your manhood scared her, and she insultedly disrespected you. Are you going to give her another chance?
Yes. If for no other reason than my education on how to deal with a situation like this, I
what
want
happened?
To
do you know
respond
what
to her, but I want to respond to her with your help.
What you want to do? Okay. Do you want me to answer it?
Yeah.
Well, I will.
I'm open to ideas. An idea.
Don't give me her name. We'll call her Susie. Okay.
That's fine.
Susie, I appreciate the reaction that you had to my assertive manhood. You're right. I intuitively thought about chasing you my way. But you decided...
What was that? I chase you my way? What was the beginning of the sentence?
You did not like me chasing you. Do you want to be a man or a woman? I want to be a man. Are you willing to risk getting to know me, seeing if we've got chemistry before you terminate me?
Okay, risk getting to know me before you terminate me.
That's right. We're finally, see, I want you to know that you finally reached a peak of manhood when you intuitively thought about where she lived, because you normally, when you're in your feminine, you just acquiesce to them and go, okay. You see that?
Oh, yeah. The thing that I like what you gave me, but my concern is, do you want to be a man or a woman? I think I would push somebody away. I like the, I'm willing to risk getting to know you before terminating me. Are you comfortable with that?
Then why don't you take what Pat Allen says and meld it into your statement, sir?
Okay, thank you. So what I got from you, I might not have copied this all down right, but I definitely want to have it written down so I can look at it. I appreciate the reception to my manhood. Do you want me to be a man or a woman? I want to be a man. Are you willing to risk getting to know me before terminating me? Is there anything that I left out in there? I feel like I left out maybe one or two things you brought up.
You didn't leave anything out.
Okay.
What you're seeing is the result of talking to me. Do you remember the last lady said, this guy I used to date keeps calling me? That's what men do.
Mm-hmm.
You are becoming more masculine, Brian, and I love that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely craft something to her. Now you don't think is there room, you know, I know you have every right to respond the way that you did, but I want to ask, but I want to get to know you. Are you comfortable with that? How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay. To do that, because I know that you have every right.
You have every right. The truth of the matter is, the fact that she called you up and chewed you out was so feminine. Her feelings blew up all over the place.
Oh.
A real woman would have ignored.
a real woman would have what?
Ignored.
Ah, okay. So are you thinking from this response that this is,
she
didn't
respond, she reacted.
Yeah. So does that mean
her manhood collided with your manhood, and she wrote you a message that you are now counter-offering more dating. Got that?
Yeah. All right. So you think that there's the potential for some interest because
very,
she reacted.
Very, very.
All right.
She's an alpha. All right. You know what an alpha is?
Okay. Well, you've certainly taught me a lot about them, and I've definitely met it more than a few.
Okay. Alphas have brains that think and hearts that feel. Did she have a brain thinking about what you weren't doing right?
Yeah. I guess dropping everything
Did you hurt her feelings bad enough for her to send you a message?
Yeah, I think I did. I think she has
Did you then call your rent-a-mom, me, rent-a-mom, right? And did I not cheer?
Did we not
autopsy the situation?
We did. So yeah, I think I'm going to go for the every right and I want. And are you comfortable with that? And she can, you know, she can respond any way. She can respond any way that she likes.
Very good. I love it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and that, well, I was going to ask another question, but I can.
It's more of a general question.
Okay. So the question that I was going to bring with you today is I had in my mind the other day you've talked about what is it? It's like when you're trying to negotiate with somebody, what can I do to help us feel better? Is that being in the masculine or the feminine? How do I use that? Because you've talked about it before.
Well, you just did a vague version of that by saying, you know, I'll do this, I'll work with you to get to know each other. The two questions are, to a masculine person, what can I do to help you and I do better? If it's a frustrated female who's been raised male but doesn't like it, but is habituated to it, you say, what can I do on our dates that will help you and I feel better?
Okay, so the first one is to a man, and this could go to a masculine woman. Or a masculine man, okay. What can I do to help us do better?
Yes. See, she chewed you out. Interestingly, she chewed you out for not. You didn't even call it, and then she recited all your sins.
Uh huh.
But she was in so much pain that you didn't do it the way she thought you should, that her mother taught her. And that gave us an opportunity to offer her some training dates if she'd like it.
Right. So if I was going to address her, she would be addressing somebody in the male, right? She would be the what do I do to help us do better, right?
She would? No, because she wants you to be feminine. She would say, if you really love me, you'd know what I want. She said it. You call her, you do this.
Yeah.
See, she chewed you out for not doing what you're supposed to. Remember, there's three things. evasiveness that ruins communication, mind reading. She wants you to mind read her. You didn't even do that. That's the thing to do. And she was abruptly cruel. But you know what she did? She showed her painful heart. You caused her pain because she was chemically attracted to you, pal.
Yeah, well, again, that's so great because your language is so good about how to repair. And even though we're not in a relationship, we haven't even met the
first time. I'm a transactional analyst, yeah. Remember? Beware
right.
of your and, thoughts, you know, for they become words.
Words.
Honey, it's Eric Byrne. The first real book he wrote was Intuition and Ego States. Eric Byrne, who created TA, Transactional Analysis. I'm a certified transactional analyst.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
I'm
you're
a certified
yeah. so
addiction
you're,
specialist. What?
Yeah. So you're saying that if I want to use that sentence on her, I would be saying, what do I do to help us feel better?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you hurt her feelings. She said so.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm going to use those four sentences. You have every right. I want. Are you comfortable with that? What can I do to help us feel better? I think I'm going to give that.
That
a shot.
Sounds gorgeous.
All right. Thank you so much for helping me spell it out. It's going to be helpful not only for her, but, you know, the hers to come.
Good. And you're a good example of a boy becoming a man.
I'm working on it. And yes, thank you so much for all your help with that.
Good, good, good.
Thank you,
Tyler.
Right.
Thank you.
Call again.
Okay.
Okay.
Does Sam have a
323
more people?
Yeah, I think so. 323-23. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Okay. Yes, I do. I just want to know.
Okay. Sam, we have a 323 more people.
Oh. Hi, yeah, Dr. Pat.
323. Hi.
You have to turn your radio off.
Yeah,
lots
of voices I'm hearing.
Yes, sorry, I had my radio on. How are you, Dr. Pat? So happy to talk to you.
I'm just fine.
Great. I was just watching your chemistry video on YouTube, and you had mentioned that you were going to come out with, I don't know if it was a book, and I think it was 2 years ago, about dating after 50.
Yeah, that's the part of us. In the book I wrote, which is a synopsis of all the stuff, it's I-ness, we-ness, us-ness. Now, let's talk about the science of men and women when they get up to about 45, 6, whatever. His testosterone doesn't come on as much as it did, but the estrogen that's been in his body since he was conceived makes him super sensitive, so that when you date a man who's 50 plus and definitely 60, you've got to be careful not to be disrespectful, because he's more sensitive than he was before. So when they're young, they're very male. But as they go older, they get female. So I ask you to respectfully speak to them, because they're chemically changing from men that are competitive, conquering, and controlling to feminine, passive, patient, and vulnerable themselves. Men have masculine bodies, but they have feminine souls called the anima. And if you want to read a book about it, read a transactional analyst book, Sanford's, and it's called The Invisible Partners. Women have masculine souls, the animus. There are four people in every relationship, whether it's mother, son, daughter, whatever, or sisters. And you've got to take into account when they're male and when they're female and when you're male and female. Men need to be respected in order to feel good about cherishing women. When a woman is like, what is this lawsuit that we just did with those two people were insulting each other?
Mm-hmm.
And she,
okay.
Yeah, and she mm-hmm. got fined way more than he did, but they were both rude.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So
I do.
How old are you?
I'm 61.
You're 61. You have to remember, do you know the tools?
Can you refresh my memory?
Well, if you don't know them, I'll just teach you the tools. Are you writing?
Yes, I am.
Okay. For a woman this age, before you teach, preach, bitch, moan, question him, you've got to make an appointment for the subject or you'll be rude to him. You'll play mama and he'll not like that.
Okay. I've done that all in every relationship I was in. That's why I'm not mad. I've always preached. I call it I yanla them.
Have you upgraded your technique?
I have. I listen to you, and I so appreciate you because I was able to recognize. You know, I thought it was them, and then I realized it was me. So I
men
make an appointment.
Cannot cherish disrespectful women unless they're wussy little boys.
Yeah.
Did you hear me talking to Brian?
I did.
He's been growing out of being a boy into a man. And you now have told me, oh my God, at 61, I'm demonstrating my animus instead of my anima.
Yeah.
Which is, oh, thank you so much. This has been so nice. Golly, oh, you want to see me next week? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you respond to men that are giving, protecting, and cherishing you?
I do.
What?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I don't.
Okay. Are you flirting?
I'm not.
What?
I'm not flirting. No, I'm not flirting. I'm trying to learn how to flirt.
All it is looking them in the eyes and smile and don't talk first because that's masculine.
Right. I did get that tool. I did get that tool. I just have to hold back on that. It's not even mothering. It's like a therapist because I do coaching. And so I feel like, you know, I need to fix them and I don't.
Well, what you need to do when you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question them is make an appointment for the subject and the convenient time.
Right. Got
I'm not telling you not to tell them your truth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see what I'm saying?
So I do.
If he irritates you, you say, you have every right to say that, think that, feel that, do that, but it's turning me off. Do you want to do that? And he says, no. Then this is what you say to me. How can I help you and I feel better?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know that 90% of communication is nonverbal? It's tones of voice, rolling eyes, change of body figure, whatever. So you have to say, I sense from the look on your face, the tone of your voice, your body language, that you're upset about something, honey. Am I right? Yes. Mm-hmm. What can I do to help us do better?
Yeah.
You see, I'm teaching you the tools that I was just teaching Brian.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
So,
yes.
If you're afraid to speak, are you afraid to speak?
I'm not afraid to speak. Yeah.
Are you rude?
No, I'm not rude.
Okay. So,
but I laughed when you said what you said because it will show on my face. So the last man I was with, he felt like, he said, I reminded of him of his third grade teacher.
Okay. So what what you're saying is his intuition has come out and he spotted your mama. Your titties fell out of your dress and he wanted to nurse them.
Yes.
How do you like that picture? Are you willing to start flirting?
I am.
I can help you.
I love you so much. Yes.
You love me?
Oh my God. I feel like one person at a time that you are assisting us in loving and bringing love back to one another and communities. And
well, I'm doing my best. Of the last 3 months when I've been doing my classes, you know, my little groups of five women.
Yes.
17 women got committed, engaged, or married.
I'm so ready.
Are you ready to do me? Did you hear what Kelly said with Kelly? What's that thing she can watch and listen to?
At www.drpatallen.com, she can listen to chemistry and compatibility and communications, bottom of the page.
Yes, that's what I was just listening to. Love it. I just love it.
Are you willing to do that?
I am.
Well, then come on.
Yeah, I am.
All right.
I don't have a problem. Did you get what you needed? I did. I just want to ask. I don't have a problem with. Yeah, no, I think you just gave it to me because I understand that. I don't have a problem with, let me just say it this way. I understand clearly that at this age, I believed I was probably masculine all this time. And that now I'm understanding the feminine aspect of myself and that the men that are now, you know, my age are now in the feminine, not in
that's
not
right.
But so I really like the most important thing, because I heard you say in that lecture, you were saying that older men and younger women mesh. And older women and younger men don't mesh. So younger men, they do.
Cougars go with toy boys. Sugar daddies go with gold diggers. What?
Right. No, that is what you said, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's so fun. I'm 87 years old, and I use my stuff, and I flirt, and I do my thing. And it's funny because I date more than most of my girls.
I'm so afraid of younger men.
I know. Do you know why? Because they can turn on your chemistry, and then your body bonded. Oxytocin. Remember, don't date men more than three times unless you find out if you've got chemistry.
Right.
But when you've got chemistry, you don't let that dick in your mouth, anus, or vagina, do you?
Right.
And you say, oh, thank you. You want to make love to me. He doesn't. He wants to screw you. That's what men do.
Right.
You see, we women like to make love. Men like to have sex.
Right.
We don't like having sex. We like making love.
Yeah.
But older women who are men like having sex. And younger men like older women because they like having sex. There's a big difference. Can you tell when a man is making love to you or when they're having sex with you?
Yeah.
Everybody can, but they just don't honor it. I tell women, you have sex with somebody your body's falling in love with, you'll be still glued to him in 2 years. Got that? Wow.
I got that. Woo, I got that.
All right. So with that in mind, do you know how to treat men that are getting up into their late 50s?
Mm-hmm.
You going to start practicing, pretending you're young?
Yeah.
And that's
I'm
all the way you talk to them. What?
Yeah, I... Men pride me in listening, but then I talk. But when I talk, I need to understand what to say. So I think I got it. Because I'm a good listener,
you,
so I hold them.
I want you to be nice to men, but don't be sexually generous until you're monogamous, continuous, and long-term. Got it?
I got it.
Okay. Is that it?
I appreciate you. Yes, that's it. And I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
I appreciate you as well. Call again.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Dr. Pat. Here's a question for you.
What is it?
Oh, we got a call. Oh, no, we have a caller.
I can't take your call right now, but please give a message and I'll get back to you as soon.
Okay. So we have one of our Facebook people saying,
hello?
Caller, you're live in the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Allen. Yes, I do have a question.
Hi. What is it?
So I have been dating a man for 3 months now.
3 months?
And, yeah.
Flirting with them, dating them, but not having intercourse?
We have had intercourse.
Do you have a commitment?
Things have not been defined yet. but he has.
Well, have you let their penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina without monogamy, continuity, and long-term goals?
So we've had continuity, and as far as I know, we've had monogamy, but we haven't discussed
it formally. You haven't said to him, I can only have sex with you a little while, then I have to drop you because I'll fall in love and you're not ready for it unless you're ready to get engaged.
No, I've not said that to him.
You've already given him you for free.
That is my problem, I guess, and part of my question.
Well, like, look, how old are you?
I just turned 40.
Okay, did you plan on being a sex woman for how many years?
No, I mean, I never planned on that. I, like, waited till much, much later in life to even lose my virginity. And
except now you're giving it away.
Right, which I don't want to do. It just felt so significant, like he had introduced me to family.
Do you drink?
No.
Do you drink alcohol?
I don't, actually, no.
Okay, so you're not ruining your brain by making you a free sex partner. Maybe you don't want to mate or marry. Maybe you want to just be a cougar.
No, I deeply want to get married. I actually have gone through a lot to freeze my eggs so that I can still have children. Like, My mom gave birth naturally in her mid-40s, but
did she have a husband?
She absolutely did and still does. And I guess I share this to say being married and having a family is so important to me that
It sounds like you're either drugged or drunk, giving sex away. You don't sound like you're on a path going towards marriage. When are you going to start?
I guess I don't know how to start in this connection where...
Hear how you start. You do everything. You date him. You sleep with him. Give him a hand job. Let him go down on you. But you don't let that penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina because it triggers your pituitary into putting out oxytocin. And that glues you to him. Could be up to 2 years. I want you not to let his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina, and be nice to him, affectionate to him. Other than that,
and how do I how do I change things now that we've already had sex?
How do you change it? Is he monogamous?
We haven't talked about it yet, but I believe
he has. Does your gut tell you he's dating other women?
No, my gut tells me he's not.
Therefore, I'm going to believe that. How long are you going to be a free wife before you say no more intercourse unless I have an engagement ring? Could be a gold band.
So are you advising that I should, like, now withhold sex until we're engaged?
No, dear, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. How long have you been dating him and having sex?
We've been dating each other for 3 months.
Okay, so you've finished the perfect period. You're going into 3 months of not as perfect. That's what I hear. Do you want an engagement ring for Christmas?
Yes, of course.
Well, then tell him no more free sex. I'll sleep with you. I'll play with you. I'll give you a hand job. You can go down on me, but I won't let your penis in without a ring on my finger.
And that's how I should word it to him?
Yeah. Why okay. not?
I guess what I struggle with, like, is being a person who definitely wants to remain in the feminine role.
What feminine role? And you or him?
Me.
You're not in the feminine role. You're nursing him. He's got a free wife. Free wife. Do you ever want to get engaged? Do you ever want a ring?
Yes, I absolutely do.
Well, it's normal at 6 months.
How do I stop from, because...
How do you what?
One thing I've experienced in past relationships is following, like, the path that you recommend of not having any sex without a commitment. But then
yeah.
once I got monogamy,
continuity, and getting married within a year, no longer than two. I teach this all the time.
Oh, I know. And I've read your books probably 100 times.
I know that. So when are you going to get... I am the person that wrote those things. So what is it that I'm not explaining correctly? I'm asking you, you've been giving him a free wife by letting his penis into your body. It triggers your body into gluing, falling in love with him. And that I can't fix because that is physical. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm just a psychotherapist.
But I guess in the past, one of my problems has been like waiting for commitment before having sex.
Wait. But waiting then, for commitment is you can't get in my body without a commitment to monogamy, continuity. And I want you to know that within a year, if you don't give me an engagement ring and a wedding date, I will stop having sex with you.
No, that's I know that. Just, and I guess what I'm saying is I've done that before. And then once... And then the relationship broke once.
Why? Because you let him in your body before you did leave him in your body.
Yes, but not until there was a commitment. But
okay,
then after
but you
that,
didn't commit,
then the
you didn't go
still
for
falls
the
apart.
You didn't go for the engagement ring. The engagement
no, I did.
Ring.
I have been engaged. I've been engaged once.
And how does
before.
It break up? Do you go away or does he?
I guess that's, I mean, it fell apart for a lot of complex reasons, but I guess
name one.
What I'm trying.
What's the reason your engagement fell apart, please?
I guess, I don't know, like lack of trust. Trust started like crumbling and we just couldn't recover.
I got news for you. If you let a man in your body free, he's letting it in other bodies free. I'd already said to you, men like sex. Sex is not making love. I have no problem if you want just sex. But if you want to make love, the first 3 months are perfect. You explore. You don't let them in your body, penis in, body, mouth, anus, vagina. Then you say to him, well, I told you before that if you wanted intercourse, I would have to have a ring. Can be a gold band, doesn't have to have diamonds, but it's got to be an engagement ring that you tell your mom and your brother and sister, and you introduce me as your fiance, and you plan a wedding in a year, 6 months to a year. Now tell me what's wrong with that. I've had 17 women get committed and engaged and married in my groups in the last 3 months.
No, I think that's beautiful. That's everything I dream of finding.
Well, why don't you find it? I'm teaching it to you. I was shocked at 17 women.
So just so I understand clearly, when you say commitment,
what?
Like no sex, I just want to make sure I understand clearly. When you
no
say
penis
no
in mouth, anus, or vagina, penis, you can
fingers, I understand that.
Dildos, whatever you're doing, I don't care. But that penis is big time. Because your body said, oh, good, he's going to give us babies.
So, but when, the part I want to understand is the commitment. Is commitment a commitment to monogamy? Or is it like, does it have to be getting engaged before you have sex?
No, dear, I never require that you have an engagement to get that you have to have an engagement. You have to have a commitment, and it's got to be a ring. You can call it a go steady ring.
Okay, I feel like most men would consider that an engagement, though.
I know that, dear. That's why I accept it.
Okay, but so a commitment and a committed relationship that
the commitment
where it's okay
is,
to have
yeah. I'm not screwing anybody. He may not be screwing anybody, but he'd like to because you're free. You know, the truth of the matter is men don't trust women that let them in their bodies. They know if he got in, he can get in. And they hate that. Do you know that men die earlier if they don't have a woman married or mated, committed to them? They need to be married more than we do. We go to Europe with our girlfriends when we're 60s, 70s, and 80s. I'm 87 years old.
Yeah.
Men in my age bracket love me. I don't want to be a nurse and a purse. But I like giving them. but without sex, no sex at my
and
what
age, length of
what
at what length of time is it appropriate to have sex in your mind? Like,
I don't have any date. I simply say monogamy, no penis in anybody else. Continuity, he sees you regularly every week. You know your boyfriend and girlfriend. Then he wants to have intercourse. And I say, no ticky, no laundry.
Okay. And so is that when I would require a ring, or it's just the continuity monogamy?
You would. It's you're not skilled at marketing you. You give you away. So I am putting a higher pressure on you for a ring. Normally,
okay,
there are women with men that are girlfriend and boyfriend, and it's good enough. You're not one of them because you've already failed the free mama thing. You're a nurse and a purse already. You nurse them when you're ill, they're ill, and you pay their bills.
Well, I don't pay his bills at all. I mean, he pays for everything.
But I'm telling you, they don't trust you when you're cheap sexually. Okay.
And how should I navigate, like, the current climate of, like, expectations? Because,
honey, you vote. Are you going to be a virtuous woman, or are you going to be a free wife? That's simply it. I don't care if you're a free wife. If that's what you want, fuck away.
Mm. No, it's not what I want. And I want to really follow your teaching.
What?
That's not what I want, and I want to really follow your teachings. It's just hard.
Well, then, what part of my teaching have you not got?
I guess in this particular relationship, because of how he was pursuing me and introducing me to family and his significant courtship, I thought,
but
that,
he hasn't,
like,
courted you because he hasn't offered you an engagement ring.
No, he hasn't. But I thought,
and
that
you know
we
why
were...
he hasn't? Because you gave him your body free. Men know intuitively they want in your body, and if you give them your body, you love them more than you love you. Got it?
I got it. I just thought he and I were falling in love, and I thought that it was...
I got news for you.
I don't know.
Men do not fall in love with cheap women. They use them. Men do not fall in love. They know you're going to do it with the next guy, and they're already mad at you. How do you like that?
It feels terrible.
I know. Would you like to feel good?
Yes, I would.
Get an engagement ring by the time you're dating in 6 months.
And don't have sex at all before the 6 months, is what you're saying.
Darling, you've already gone over the hill with this guy. Tell him, you excuse me, I made a mistake. I'm becoming insecure. I want to be a married woman this coming year. So if you're not interested in putting an engagement ring on my finger, we're done.
Okay.
Then you'll see if he loves you.
Can I ask one more question?
Go ahead.
One of the things that I've struggled with, and I know a lot of my girlfriends have struggled with.
They're not your girlfriends. They're your boyfriends with vaginas.
Okay. Or friends, I guess.
Have you thought of being a lesbian?
I don't want to be a lesbian. No.
Okay. If you run out of men, you got nothing left.
Okay, well, yeah, and unfortunately that doesn't interest me, but how should a feminine woman who wants to be in the feminine role deal with ghosting? I'm not sure
ghosting
how much
is when
technology...
they date you. Ghosting to me is when a man dates a woman a few times, fucks her, and leaves.
This is what I'm talking about is ghosting that happens after months of dating.
That means he's ready for a new pussy. You don't have an engagement ring.
So, okay. So if, say, someone's been dating for 5 months, and they get ghosted, should they reach out to that person and try to talk about it?
No,
or just move on?
No, dear. When they come back and want to get laid, you say, no ticky, no laundry.
But never reach out to them?
Never.
Okay. Not even with how you feel, like in a feminine energy approach?
They don't give a shit how you feel because you were stupid enough not to nail them down. I'm telling you, sex is good for maybe 6 months. And for marriage, a 3-year marriage is about the range of these free sex wifey things.
Okay. Do you have local groups happening in LA right now?
What?
Do you have local groups happening in LA right now?
Zoom. I have people on Zoom. I have 50 women I work with for a month. They hire me for a month, 4 times. I don't have officers.
How would I
Let's do the commercial on how to get into groups.
I am. Okay. We have ongoing groups. You can reach out to info@drpatallen.com via email to get on the list.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Allen. I appreciate it.
I did my very best to explain the same thing over and over again. I hope you get it. Because you sound like a nice lady, but you got to get the lesson here.
I guess what's so hard is, like, again, like,
darling,
I didn't even lose my virginity until I was, like, almost 30. Like, I waited my whole life.
You haven't lost it yet. You've simply become a free wife. That's all.
No, I guess I'm just saying, like, I really did think I was only going to be with one person. And I waited, and we were engaged.
Darling, you've given me your story. I gave you the lessons. Follow me if you wish. Get into my classes, whatever. Okay?
I will. I've read your books. I clearly need more
help.
Did
you get a man's world and a woman's universe? That one's got all the tools in it.
Okay. I guess I don't know. I'm struggling with this, but thank you for your help.
Very good. I hope you use it.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 All right. Reach out for those groups at info@drpatallen.com via email to get on the list. All right. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to dive into the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen and get your questions answered. I think we've got some people in our queue. Let me check with Sam and what's going on. All right. If you're looking for Dr. Allen's books, you want my store. There's all kinds of
your
things
call
there.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Dollars. Talk to you, not your voicemail.
What?
So, taking over 50 and the news. It's a man's world and a woman's universe. Brilliant book.
Hello?
Let me see.
I hear somebody saying hello.
I'm here with Dr. Allen. What's the question?
Yes, I do. Hi.
Caller, you're loud.
I have excellent. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Yes, here's my question. I want to say a man has been dating me for a few weeks, but now I think maybe I have been dating him. I'm not sure.
Are you wanting to be the man or the woman? Do you want to be respected or cherished?
Woman. Cherished first.
Okay, everybody wants both, but which is first and which is second?
I want to be cherished first, respected second.
Okay, very good. So what do you want to ask?
So he kind of disappeared for a week, and I didn't reach out. And he sent me a message that said that his family, he has a few family members with pretty severe mental problems, and he spends time with them sometimes. And he said, you know, two of my family members, it's gotten worse for them, and then my brother needs a surgery. It's going to mess me up a little bit, so I just wanted to let you know why I've been distant.
Oh,
I
that's
don't know how
wonderful.
React.
What a gentleman.
Oh, that's
my
that's a,
goodness. That's lovely. That's making love.
Oh, okay. Really? Because I
yes.
don't. Yes. Ah. So how do I react to this as a, you know, adult and as a woman? Like, do I, because I obviously
you say,
I need to respond.
How lovely. What a lucky family you have with a man like you in it.
Oh, okay. And
how old is he?
He's 36.
Boy, for 36, he's very generous.
What are you mad at him?
Wait a minute. What are you mad at him for?
Oh, I'm not mad at him. I just, you know, he kind of vanished for a while. And I thought, okay, well, maybe he just ghosted me. I'm not mad at him. I just, like, I didn't want to react in a motherly way. So if I can just
what
say, like, oh,
they're
good to have you.
He called you to explain why he was neglecting you? And did you say how wonderful your family is to have you? And I'm here when you're ready.
Well, I didn't say anything because he texted me. This was just like literally an hour ago he texted me. So I have some time.
Good. So please thank him for the lovely, lovely explanation.
Okay, I will. Isn't
Give
it...
up the word but, want.
Okay, yeah.
You have the word no thank you. No thank you. Dinner is not enough for me to give you sex for dessert. Okay. But a promise of monogamy and continuity with the future maybe marriage sounds great to me.
Okay. I don't think this is there yet, like, because I haven't slept with him or anything, but we went on a few dates and it was okay, but I just didn't know what to do with this one.
Well, this one is, sounds like a good human being.
Yeah.
But you were thinking, he put his family ahead of me.
Well, I think maybe I reacted this way. Well, I didn't know how to react because he once said that he has a lot of people that reach out to him. So he sometimes doesn't even check his phone because he's got a lot of messages. And I had a dad like that put all of his friends ahead of us, his family. So maybe it kind of triggered
me.
Maybe that's why.
That was your script. And maybe you're mad. Maybe you're mad at men that are good family members.
Potentially,
But maybe if you're nice to them, they'll put you in their family spot and marry you.
Maybe.
But it depends
we'll see,
on how you handle sex. Are you a free wife?
No, I'm not a free wife anymore. I did that for a while. I don't want to do that anymore.
Okay, that's good. Good.
Yeah,
but there's
to you,
a lot
I don't do
of
that anymore.
To do. There's a lot of affection you can have.
Without penetration. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, I can be very
so
affectionate.
Feel free.
Yeah.
But don't be sexually free.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much.
Call again.
I will. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
All right.
This is John Garrett.
Hi,
Tyler.
Live and here. Oh, okay.
When he's on the phone, I hear a man's voice.
Yep. We lost that caller. We're going to get another one. Sam is worse right now. Okay. Anyway, the one I store has.
What?
Hold on. Caller, live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yeah, I do. I called a few weeks ago regarding I had a boyfriend, but I found out he lied about some things. But I disrespected him by bothering him instead of, and I didn't negotiate our continuity. And so he ghosted me. So I know he had 8 weeks to contact me, but I miss him and he's 51% valuable. So how do I respond if he contacts me?
Did he reach out to you?
Not yet. It's been like 2 weeks.
How many weeks has he been gone? When was the last time he contacted you?
2 weeks ago.
He's got 8 weeks between each contact.
Okay.
He's not gone. until he's gone 8 weeks. So when he calls you, what he's doing now is waiting for you to chase him.
But I found out he lied about a few things.
I understand that. Have you been listening to this program? I've talked about that men have to fall in love to not lie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, that's why they try to get women to give them free sex. And when the women don't do that or chase them, then the guys miss the women, and that's when they call and say, I miss you. And you say, yeah, but you lie to me and you do this. So if you want to see me, then for sure, I'm not going to have sex with you unless I feel comfortable that you're monogamous, continuous, and getting married with somebody, hopefully me, next year.
Okay. So it's normal that they lie?
When they call like this and you say, you lied, why would I believe you? See, when men leave you, they hope you'll chase them.
Right.
When you don't chase them, that's when they fall in love.
Right. Okay.
They didn't know that you would miss them. See, the problem is if you've listened to the ladies in this call tonight, that they give away the show.
Right. I have not had intercourse with them.
What?
I didn't have intercourse with them, and I actually told them that I needed an engagement ring to have intercourse.
You don't have, well, you can do that. The point is you need monogamy, continuity, and an agreement that you're working towards marriage.
Right. But I want at least a promise ring.
Okay, promise ring. Good.
Right. Okay. And then I have one more quick question. You told me, one more quick question. You told me in the past that if my mom didn't have a dad and my mom disrespects my dad, so you had said that I have the unresolved Oedipal complex with my dad, and my mom is subconsciously jealous that I have a dad and she didn't.
Do you have a dad?
Yeah, I do have a dad, but my mom never had a dad. So
I know that, so she's scripted. So that's very big loss for a woman, and for a man,
right,
when he loses his mother, it's a big, big loss.
Yeah, so my dad lost his mother, so then he's feminine?
What, everybody's feminine and everybody's masculine.
Right. I think he's both, but my mom disrespects him.
Everybody's both. It takes a year to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
I don't believe in marriage before you've known them a year.
Right.
So let's see what he does. Let's see if he misses you. But be happy when he calls you. Don't chew him out for not calling you sooner.
Okay. Yeah, because I miss him. Okay.
But no intercourse unless you're in a committed relationship.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, let me see. We don't have any more time for another call, Dr. Ellen. What do you have to say before we go tonight?
Well, I'm going to go back to saying what I used to say. The only, repeat, only way you know you love yourself or anybody else, man or woman, is to make and keep agreements. That's what I do, help you negotiate agreements.
All right, everyone. Well, we love you all. We'll be back next week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.